la 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 la. Leonie Dawson refuses to be anorganized. Hello, hello, happy new year, my friends. Oh, what a joy to talk to you all once more. I'm going to make this into a new season because why the fuck not? It feels like a new season of life, even though it's, yes, sure, it's the beginning of a new year, but I just feel like the energy has shifted. Today I'm going to be talking to you about why I'm returning to social media after 2 years away. So 2 years ago, I took a 21-day break from social media. I just stopped using it personally and then stopped using it for business as well. And it was so delicious for my creativity and for my brain chemistry. So I decided to make it a permanent break. My beautiful business kept rolling in the cash without social media. I got so many questions about marketing without social media. I even made a course about it, Marketing Without Social Media, which has become hugely popular. So I was a full convert and I never intended to return. And then, as these things always do, as I was doing my yearly planning, I just kept getting this really annoying, persistent soul nudge. I needed to create in different mediums again. So let me explain. I love writing. Love, love, love it. It's my lifeblood, my soul medicine, the thing that drives me most creatively. That's why blogging has continued to be a love affair for me for 18 years. And podcasting kind of is a symbiotic match to that because I can just say the words that I've written. Yeah, where should we go? But there's totally other ways I love to create as well. I've really missed creating videos and live streams because I feel like I bring, I don't know, a different kind of magic to them. It's a different aspect to my personality, whereas I feel a little bit more serious and deep when I write. And when I connect via video, people more easily can feel my joy, my irreverence. And as I was like thinking of like, okay, maybe I want to create videos, maybe I want to create live streams again, I realized it made the most sense for me to multi-purpose them across different platforms, including some social media channels. The thing is, like when I look at my values, my two highest values are creativity and freedom. And all of a sudden, I was feeling like really hemmed in by my past decisions. I was wanting to like create and share and connect and felt like I was cutting off my own ability to choose the ways that I wanted to express that because I'd made this decision to not be on social media anymore. And then I ran a beautiful in-person planning workshop. It was my first in-person event in like 5+ years and it was magic. It really was to be able to just hold people in my arms again like a big old hugger I am. To get to see their beauty face to face, to get to hear their names and their stories and fall in love with them. Because I always feel like I'm late to the party. People might be like, love me, like, understandable, you're only human. But like, I'm late to the party. And when I get to meet you guys in person, then I get to meet, like, fall in love and return that love, you know? Anyway, I realized, like, I've just missed my connection with you all. I've just started feeling like I was shouting into an echoey void when what fuels me is this relationship that we have together. I want to do more live events. I can't wait to see some of you at the Heart Centered Business Conference here in Noosa at May. And I just want to keep the ability to keep the conversation and connection going in whatever way that calls me, you know. And I realized like I've just been getting my head stuck up my own butthole about this. So on sabbatical, when I wasn't on social media, I would open Facebook every few weeks to check my kids' social Facebook groups, their school Facebook groups for like photos, school announcements. And I'd sometimes see like random posts pop up as I was doing that. And I'd want to connect or help a person, but then I'd feel self-conscious and feel like I couldn't in case someone saw me and it looked disingenuous. Like, oh, Leonie says she doesn't use social media. And I just saw her on social media. So I was, and anytime I did dare to like comment, I was like, ah, oh, breaking my social media fast just to say ha 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 ha. Like I was just head fucking myself on my own rules, which is just not conducive to my values of creativity and freedom and connection. I just felt so worried about being disingenuous for leaving social media only to return, like somehow the experiment had failed, that I'd lied, that my business wasn't making money without it, or that my course about non-social media marketing wasn't valuable and useful. I ended up talking to some business friends about it, and they just gave such beautiful counsel. Amanda Ruthie said, "Leonie, I don't think you've ever come across as a hypocrite. Like, you've quit it before and then went back to it, and you always communicate things in a really beautiful, authentic way. When you mix things up, it provides even more support to your community. Like, oh yeah, I can value freedom and change at any moment too, and that's the beauty of doing business for yourself. It's still so useful for all of us to have the Marketing Without Socials course." And Cass Della, who is friends with Rootsy and friends with me, she was like, "I couldn't agree more with Amanda. Leonie, you've always been an example of how to do business in your own way, depending on what feels good to you. And this would just be another version of you based on how you've grown. And it's such an inspiration to see leaders pivot and be an example of how we don't need permission to change and evolve." I'm so grateful. Like, I respect both of them so much as businesswomen and just as souls, because they're just such beautiful humans. And I was so appreciate them being able to reflect to me, like, Leonie, you always change it. It's fine. It's fine to change a decision. And then I ended up talking to my husband, who is absolutely my chief counsel. And he was really supportive as well. And the message was just clear. Like, Leonie, just do whatever feels right to you. That is what makes the magic in your business and in your life. So that is what I'm going to do. Look, I don't know exactly what or how I'm going to create or connect yet. I just need to be able to say this publicly, to give myself the freedom and permission to dream up new dreams, to play, explore, see what works for me and what doesn't. I'm still going to be making sure that I use social media intentionally and carefully so it doesn't consume my time or inner peace, just like that module I teach in Marketing Without Social Media. So let me tell you how I'm going to be making sure that I use social media really intentionally. So I'm not going to be downloading social media apps on my phone. I won't be on all social media platforms doing all the things. I'll test and explore and choose the platforms and the content types that work best for me. And everything else can go fuck itself. I won't be endlessly scrolling other people's social media in the mistaken belief that I'm doing market research. I will batch, create, and schedule content. I will measure and track to make sure that I'm making maximum impact with minimum effort. I will not be spending my days on social media believing that that's my job, because it's not. I will take complete social media breaks whenever I need. I'll continue using BlockSite to keep social media websites blocked on my computer and only unblock when I have tasks to do on it. And then I'll use a timer to do those written tasks. I will continue to actively market outside of social media. I will not regard social media marketing as the most important or only method of marketing, which is what so many people have thought, they have started to believe, and it's just not true. There are often easier and better ways to market you and your business. I will continue to concentrate my efforts on creating instead of consuming content. Basically, I'm not really there to like look at anyone else's shit. I'm just out there to create my own shit. And I give myself complete permission to say just like fuck it all and burn it all down again at a moment's notice. And I will absolutely hands down share everything I learn with you along the way. So you may have some questions. I thought I would pre-answer any questions that you may have. First question is it because of money? Did Marketing Without Social Media fail? No, it didn't. I've brought in over $2 million in revenue since leaving social media. I could absolutely have continued without social media and continued to have a thriving business. Now, in terms of what social media platforms I'll be using, I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know once I've played some more. I have just been fucking around on TikTok a little bit, so you can find me over on TikTok. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, am I going to start using social media personally again? That's undecided. I'll just test and see what feels right. It's going to need to be done in an intentional and constrained way to make sure it gives me joy and connection without losing hours to it. And if it doesn't feel good, it's going to be back on the fuck off list again. So there you have it, my very long-winded discussion of why I'm back on social media. You know, it's always so funny when I make loud public declarations and then change my mind. Like, anyone remember that time, like 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I publicly told the world that I was consciously choosing to only have one child, and then mere weeks later I had to come out and be like, oh, a baby visited me in my sleep and told me that it was going to be my baby, and I've decided to have a second child. And I got pregnant, you know, a couple of months after that. And hilarious, right? So hilarious. I'm like, you know what, universe, I get it. Like, I have fully committed and accepted the fact that I'm only going to have one baby. And then baby Beth was like, or, you know, that time that I grew a really large team because I thought that's what I should do, and then realized, like, oh God, wrong way, go back, I hate this so much. Or that time I closed down my beloved academy only to reopen it 4 years later. You know, that's the thing about sharing my journey publicly. Nothing's set in stone. Journeys aren't linear. They spiral. They wind around. Opinions change just as we do, and just as they should. Like, what's right for one moment in time isn't right in another. What's right for one soul isn't right for another. And in the midst of it all, we can find grace. Grace for ourselves and grace for each other. Look, I am so thrilled with myself for taking 2 years off social media. And I'm so thrilled with myself that I've given myself permission to choose and choose again and experiment and play and see what I learn next. I'm so excited to see what's next. I want to experience all the freedom and creativity and connection. And I'm just so grateful that you're here sharing it all with me. I am sending you so much love.